shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. And that means, well, it's right here on the West Coast now, a little bit after midnight. It's a little bit after 3 a.m. on the East Coast. We'll be on with you till 4 a.m. And this is the world famous Phil Hendry show, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And I know that sounds like a bold boast, but
it's true, man.
It's true. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, it's true, Mr. Hendry. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Well.
Thank you. All right. Not that that was at the least bit insincere. NBA sides to resume talks, sources say. Now, get a load of this. I know it's going to... Are we talking too much sports here?
I don't care about basketball.
Then call basketball, man. Basketball.
Black people call it basketball.
Hey, man.
Dude, I'm going to kick your ass, man. I'm not going to wait for a permission.
Light is green.
Oh, the light is green. I'll do it. Don't worry about it. The NBA ownership group's labor committee will reopen talks with the players' side Saturday afternoon, sources told ESPN. That's ESPN. I'll never forget, just as an aside, a little bit of a joke. My son, who was 10 at the time, and we took the kids on this Disney cruise. I tell you, it was a phenomenal thing. It was a very amazing thing. Even I, an adult, I have to say I enjoyed it. And we took them on the Disney cruise. The boat leaves from Florida. It goes down to, you name it.
Yeah, you got to be rich, though.
No, you don't have to be rich, okay? There were plenty of families, all kinds of families. In fact, I suppose this doesn't really reflect the man's income, though, but I will say that we had a very nice cabin, and I was standing there on the little veranda looking at the ocean, and I was, you know, taking a good cruise is like having a hotel room that moves around, a really good hotel room that moves around the world. So you wake up in the morning, and you're no longer at that place, you're at a different place, you know. But this was this Disney cruise, and they went into the Caribbean. And then they went up to Cozumel. We went to Cozumel. We went to Key West. We went to, what was the place? God. Oh, man.
You said it went Grand Cayman.
Yeah, Grand Cayman. And then up to the Bahamas. And Disney owns this island. I mean, you know, I got to hand it to good old Walt, man. He and the people that have come after him.
Well, Mickey Mouse probably runs it now. Well, I don't mean Mickey, really, but...
Man, you know Mickey Mouse don't exist, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Well, if Mickey Mouse doesn't exist, who do you think runs the company now?
But I mean, it, well...
Yeah, you idiot. Mickey Mouse runs the company. I'll tell you what, if Mickey Mouse ran Disney, I bet you the employees would wish that Walt was back.
Why?
With Mickey Mouse running the company, there'd probably be rat droppings everywhere.
Yeah, it'd be dirty.
All right, so anyway...
Funny.
Oh, get out of here, will you? So here's the thing. And so we took this cruise, and I was standing out on that little balcony, and I'm looking at this wide expanse of gorgeous Atlantic Ocean that's the color of a turquoise stone. And I'm marveling at this. It's a beautiful, warm day, and it just life just couldn't be better, you know. And next to me, suddenly, I see a burly, tattooed arm holding a Camel Straight cigarette lit, and I glance over and I notice that the arm is attached to a shoulder that has a wife beater on. It's not a wife beater, it's a terrible thing to call it, but that's what it was. A wife beater that had something on the front of it that said, like, Orlando Magic. And then the wife beater was attached to a neck that had a head on it with a dude and a baseball cap and kind of a ponytail. And he looks at me and he says,
"That's a whole lot of water, isn't it?"
So,
Boy, man, that goes to show you, man. You know, you may have money, man. It doesn't mean you ain't up a crust.
Well, I didn't. It's not that the guy didn't have money, but what I'm saying is you meet all kinds of people. So, anyway, make a long story short, my son, he's 10 years old at the time. He now works for me. He's a great guy, Alex. He says, I'm going to go out and go swimming, and I'm going to meet up with my brothers, and we're going to go play some video games. It's great, you know. So he comes back, and I said, where were you, man? He said, I was at the ESPN bar. Now, I didn't understand what he said.
Talking about ESPN?
Well, at the time, I didn't know what he meant. What is that? Is that a kid? What do you mean, ESPN bar? What is that? Is that a kid's bar? And Maria's like, I think it might be something for the kids, yeah. So I said, what does that mean, ESPN? I don't know what that means. He was at the ESPN bar having a Coke, sitting there with all these big guys watching a hockey game or something. You know, he's like the only kid in the place sitting at the bar. They gave him a whatever, a Coke or a root beer. And he's there with all of these big dudes smoking cigarettes, drinking booze, because this is the Caribbean, and there none of those fancy American laws against smoking. This part of this bar, you could smoke, because this was like the adult section. But they don't keep kids out, you know, because it's the freaking Disney cruise, man. There's nowhere a kid can't go, I guess. Anyway, he said it was at the Espen bar. And it was the ESPN bar, and there's Alex, all 10 years old of him. He's only about, you know, 4 feet high, and all these other big dudes just, yeah, let's go here! Watching the Stanley Cup playoffs or something, slugging back shots and beers, and he's having himself a root beer.
Would you tell him what it meant?
Yeah, I told him it was ESPN, dude, and he knows what ESPN is now, but at the time he did not watch ESPN. They were very small, so their thing in life was basically video games and whatever was on at 7 o'clock at night on TV before they had to eat dinner and then go to bed. All right. So I said all of that to say NBA Ownership Group's Labor Committee will reopen talks with the players' side on Saturday afternoon. Sources told ESPN, the magazine's Chris Broussard, a meeting one general manager who has spoken with a few owners described as headed straight for disaster.
I don't see how he can say that, just one guy.
Let's read on here. Headed straight for disaster. Let's see here. The talks will follow a meeting between the NBA's 30 owners Saturday morning in which they will discuss revenue sharing and the state of negotiation, sources told Broussard. But optimism is not running high. The players' growing interest in decertification almost ensures that the union will not retreat from its demand for a 52% revenue split. And league sources have told Broussard a significant number of owners are growing resistant to offering the players a 50-50 split. Now, the players want to decertify their own union. So the union, therefore, is going to maintain its strong stand for as long as it can, I guess.
But what do you want to do that for?
Probably think the union not doing any good.
Unions, they gotta work for people, and people have to understand that they're working for them. They've got to do two things. They have to actually be working for the benefit. And I'm not saying that unions don't, but a lot of times you think you're working for the benefit of your membership, and you're not. And that's just all about leadership. You just don't have good leadership in a union. You are on the road to ruin, man, and they may be thinking they're doing the very best they can for you. But if you don't have a smart guy at the top who knows how to sort of read events and read the currents of the daily, you know, the thang, then that cat is, you know, he's out to lunch, man. Sources told ESPN.com's Henry Abbott that in a Thursday evening conference call among owners, Michael Jordan of the Charlotte Bobcats was among a vocal group of owners upset at NBA Commissioner David Stern for not driving a harder bargain to this point. Michael Jordan, a former player who is now wanting the commissioner to drive a harder bargain. What does that tell you?
What?
What does that tell you about... What does that tell you about America? What does that tell you about what America is about? Look at Michael Jordan.
Damn, Michael Jordan's a backstabber.
No, that doesn't mean he's a backstabber. No. Here's what it means. The American worker will never, ever, ever be interested in any kind of a socialized answer to the problems of our economy if it means that he has to essentially maintain relative equality. That's why Occupy Wall Street is fine as far as it goes if they're talking about exactly what is on the minds of and what is in the future of individuals that run businesses in our country. Do they want to create jobs? Do they want to create product? Do they want to really make this thing a vital economy, a driving economy again? Or are these guys just trying to find new and different ways to manipulate a dollar bill? It's got nothing to do or shouldn't have anything to do with making workers equal or fairer. You guys, they're blowing it. Look at Michael Jordan. Here's a guy that started with nothing in life, becomes a great basketball player, earns a hell of a lot of money. Now he's an owner. He went through all the stages, I one can say, of labor and and all of the stages of upward mobility that a man can go through in this country. And now he is an owner. He is a he's a business executive, and he wants the commissioner to drive a hard bargain. You can call him a backstabber. I say that that's the natural progression of the American worker. The American worker.
Yeah, but I mean, what about a union? What if a guy didn't want to be an owner? He doesn't want to stay a worker.
There's not a lot of people in this world, whether they want to stay workers or not, that don't want a raise. There's not a lot of people in this world that don't want a better life. There's not people in this world, whether they stay workers or not, are not interested in, gee, I'm equal now, and I think I'd like to stay that way. We all want more. We want to have a nice house. We want to have a nice vacation. We want to have maybe a bigger car. Maybe we can even afford a boat. Maybe we can take the family on a vacation in our boat. Maybe we dream. And we want a bigger and better life for ourselves and our kids. This is not what equality. This is not equality. And it shouldn't be. That's the American way.
Yeah, that American way, though, a lot of people just think it's phony baloney.
Oh, bull crap. You know the people who think it's phony baloney? Losers. And people that have come up against the reality of life and making it better. All I see are losers. People that talk about how the American economy and the American way and the American life is cruel and it is it's the 99%, all this horse dung. These are a pack of losers that don't know how to kick a little hell in this world. And, you know, like I was telling you the other day, I saw that thing on that little animated piece that was on YouTube. It was perfect. The guy said, the 99%? You want the 99%? Go to Africa. Take a look at the people of Asia. Take a look at some of the people in India. Take a look. You want the 99%? What the hell are you talking about, you imbecile? Go out and, all those nickels you saved up and get yourself a decent-sized gumball. You'll be happy.
That's all anybody wants, a better gumball. That's easy enough to do.
That's a joke, you idiot. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? You think people want a gumball? He said go out and get a better one.
Wow, bud.
No, that's what you said.
Okay, fine, I said it. To tell you what, all you guys out there responsible for making the gumballs, make them bigger and better and more badass, and Bud will be happy.
I don't care. I'll eat gumball.
Sources told ESPN's Henry Abbott that Michael Jordan wants to kick somebody's ass, preferably David Stern. The New York Times reported that Jordan's group wants the player's share to be no higher than 47%. Wow! Players wanted a 52% split. The owners were offering 50%, and now they're going to back off of it. Should Stern and the Labor Committee agree to a deal with the union, it would become difficult with ratification by simple majorities of owners and players. Both are in doubt. Sources with knowledge of owners' thinking say that if the NBA agrees to a 50-50 split, arm twisting would be required to get the minimum 16 votes. The league has long sought far more than 16 votes as protection against lingering dissension. All right, we'll be back. There's more to talk about with this story, and there's a really disgusting story about these women, these mothers that don't want to vaccinate their kids. They think giving the kid the disease and strengthening their immune system is really the way to go, and now some of them are stupidly breaking the law and will, if they get their way, can infect your child with a childhood disease, whether you like it or not. I'll tell you about this. I don't want to freak you out or anything.
What are you talking about, leprosy?
No, not leprosy, you'll be happy to know. Chicken pox. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The leprosy. Phil Henry Show.
Good, talk about it.
I talked about it once.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876 Phil. Harvey Wireman joining us on the line. Just a couple of Harvey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very good. Turn the radio. I was listening to the your comment about Warren Bateman when you were on the. Is that what is that? Okay, you find a score. We're listening to the radio, and I want to get the score
of what?
It's a duck play.
What?
The duck. The Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks?
Yeah, I want to get the score in the hockey. How'd the Kings do?
You want the Kings or the Ducks?
I was listening to what you said about Warren Bateman, though. And
we were, no, hold on. We were talking about Warren Beatty during the break on Phil TV. Is that what you were watching?
Yeah, I was watching on the laptop. I got that. By the way, I've got my iPad, and you can get your on-demand video on Photon. Did you tell the people that?
Photon browser?
Yes. Tell the people you can get the Phil Hendry, Phil TV, and HD on their iPad or on their iPhone if they've got the Photon browser. All right, but I wanted to find out about the duck. I'm sorry, Bill. I've had a couple of drinks.
You're saying you want to find out about a duck, and I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm talking about the hockey team.
The Anaheim Ducks.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, what did they do tonight?
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, but Warren Beatty, Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty, isn't it? He did the movie Reds.
Warren Beatty, yeah.
All right, Warren Beatty did the movie Reds, and you're right. It was a wonderful film, and it was about the Communist Party here in the United States being formed by John Reed. Now, I represented a couple of the actors in that film. I don't want to say who, but she was a really nice girl and a very great actress. And
You don't want to tell me who?
No, I don't want to break any confidence, but she was the star, and... No, I don't want to. I won't say it. And she played Louise Bryant, and she was really.
Okay, so you represented Diane Keaton.
I said I didn't want to say anything. I'm not one of these people that drops names. Why did you do that?
And oh, give me a break, Harvey. She was played Louise Bryant, and she was. I don't want to say any names, but she was the star.
Well, I had to tell you that what I was saying was true, so you wouldn't think I was bullcrapping you. And
I wouldn't have thought you were bullcrapping me. It sounds phony baloney when you tell me you don't want to say anything because you don't want to drop any names. And then, well, she was the star of the movie. You know.
I didn't say it like that. God, you sound like you've got some kind of a... You sound like you're missing a piece of your brain when you say that. Now I got my throat. I got to clear my throat. Anyway, the movie Reds, which was about the Communist Party in America and John Reed, was a very wonderful film. Now... At the beginning of that film, and at the beginning of different scenes, they interview different people from that era, right? And
yeah, they have Henry Miller.
They had Henry Miller. They had George Jessel. A lot of different. I think they had Hamilton Fish, who was the representative. He baited the. He tried to get rid of the communists, and he was a real piece of crap. That guy, I couldn't take him, man. But
what did Hamilton Fish do?
Hamilton Fish was a conservative congressman that wanted to get rid of all the Bolsheviks in the U.S. government. He was like the Joe McCarthy of the 20s. And he was...
Well, wouldn't you call that a very a guy who's very forward-thinking?
Forward-think? What do you mean forward-thinking? This guy, he wanted to put a scare into the U.S. government the way McCarthy did.
But what we know about Bolshevism and communism now, you know...
Oh, come on, Phil. Look, you know... You can get paranoid about a lot of things, all right? But the fact is, you can't get so paranoid that you're running roughshod over everybody. And this guy, Fish, I couldn't take him. Then I found out that he was related...
I mean, what's wrong with...
Will you let me finish, please?
All right.
God, I found out the guy was distantly related to Albert Fish. Now, do you know who he is?
Albert Fish.
Yes, Albert Fish.
That's the serial murderer.
There we go. Give the man a cigar. A serial murderer like you've never seen. This guy, Albert Fish, killed kids, little tiny kids. And in one instance, and I don't want to go into it because it's too gruesome, far too gruesome for your radio show, I would suggest people just look it up because I will not go into it, but he dismembered and ate a kid. And
I thought you said you weren't going to go into it.
I didn't. I just gave you the basic outline.
Give me the basic outline. I don't need to listen to that.
Hey, it's late at night. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to go into it, and you're going to have to look it up.
Oh, quit being a baby, will you? I'm trying to give you some background on this guy, Hamilton Fish, the guy that was giving John Reed all the trouble about the Communist Party. He was related to a guy that ate kids. Doesn't that make any difference?
Thank you very much for your call. God.
Yeah, it's going to sound like a pretty good story, though.
You know what, man? I don't mind hearing the story about a serial killer. But this guy, Harvey, is starting out with this whole thing about Reds and Hamilton Fish and the communists and the Bolsheviks, and I'm thinking we're getting somewhere. And then all of a sudden he brings in Albert Fish, and he wants to somehow discredit Hamilton Fish because he's distantly related to some guy that's a serial killer.
No, he's distantly related to a guy that ate kids.
Why do you got to keep bringing that up, man?
The matter, you squeamish?
I'm not squeamish. It is extremely sensitive. It's a very sensitive topic. You just don't throw that around on the radio, okay? When we come back, we'll talk about Hamilton or Albert Fish, who ate kids. And I'm kidding. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL on Phil TV and HD. If you're looking at the screen, you're looking at the Sullenberger's plane that was there in the, was it the East River or the Hudson River that he landed his plane in, and the people standing on the wing waiting to be rescued. And it's on the actual, on the front page of our website, which is philhendryshow.com. And underneath it, you'll see almost, because our classic Phil clip that's being featured this week is Plane Go Boom. So that plane didn't go boom, thanks to the great captaining skills and navigational skills there of Captain Sullenberger and his co-pilot, but almost. So go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and subscribe to our Classic Phil podcast. It's absolutely free. And you can also listen to our show at our website, a streaming version of our show. You can't download it. If you don't have a backstage pass, you can still listen to our show daily by going to our website and listening to the stream of the show right there for you, free, every day. Just go to philhendryshow.com. Now, we were into a whole bunch of bull crap talking about that, NBA strike. We got off onto, what were we getting off to, Hamilton Fish or something like that?
Yeah, dude, but you were talking about Albert Fish and how the guy ate a kid.
Right. I don't want to get into that. If you want to look up Albert Fish, look him up,
Go down on Wikipedia.
Yeah, look to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia?
Yeah.
I told you not to look up Wikipedia. If you look up Wikipedia as your only source for something, I'm going to kick your ass again.
Well, no, I get another one.
Always get another source. Don't ever use Wikipedia or whatever the hell you call it, bud, as your only source.
How come?
Because Wikipedia is a community edited and a community created online encyclopedia, and they don't always have the information there footnoted properly or otherwise, scholastically reviewed and given the proper certification and so forth. So, you need more than one source. You need more than one source for any piece of information that you get. That is from your friend and neighbor here, Uncle Phil. So you don't mess up.
Yeah, but even still, everybody go to Wikipedia.
Everybody may go to Wikipedia. Everybody may be jumping off a cliff tomorrow, bud. You got to do the same thing everybody does? So just get another source.
Okay.
Great. You've probably heard of chickenpox parties where parents get unvaccinated kids together in the home of an infected child in the hopes they'll catch the disease. No, I haven't heard of that. Have you?
Uh-oh.
They think making their kids suffer through the disease will help them develop stronger immunity than immunization would provide. But now the buzz is all about people. If that is true, what is wrong with people? There isn't one shred of scientific proof that these vaccinations damage children whatsoever. Not one shred of proof. I'm not talking about evidence that some people think is evidence and what in real terms is just simply someone taking a piece of information and making it bigger than it is. Someone taking, in other words, a footnote and turning it into the whole book. I swear to God, these people that don't vaccinate their kids, they deserve to have their kids come down with the worst diseases and watch those children suffer. And if they have any conscience at all, they'll finally say, what the hell are we doing?
Well, that's the problem, man. They probably don't.
You got that right. Anyway, you probably heard of chickenpox parties where parents get unvaccinated kids together in the home of an infected child in the hopes they'll... A chickenpox party. Jeez. Now the buzz is all about people shipping objects that have been contaminated with the chickenpox virus to people who live too far away to attend a chickenpox party. A Nashville TV station on Thursday reported on a local woman in Nashville, Tennessee, who charged $50 a pop to ship suckers smothered in saliva by her sick kids. $50. What a deal. You can infect your kid with chickenpox for only $50. And after all, that's the new thing. Get your kid to get chickenpox. Don't vaccinate the child, whatever you do, because the flimsy, almost non-existent evidence that these vaccines are bad for children is enough for you. Isn't that right there, genius? Spurred by that story, Nashville federal prosecutor Jerry Martin on Friday warned parents not to try it. It's illegal and unsafe, Martin told the Associated Press. Very good, sir. Now, that's a prosecutor that's on top of things.
You're going to have people arrested for shipping a chickenpox sucker.
Yeah, that's contraband, the pox suck.
The pox suck.
Better not ship it.
I want to get a $50 pox suck myself.
Me too.
Yeah, sure. Let me tell you guys something, okay? Both you guys grew up in the day and age of immunizing children against these diseases. I had measles as a kid. Any parent, and I had the red measles. I had the measles that had me on my back as a 10-year-old kid for 2 weeks and a fever of 103. Any parent that would put a child through that ought to be horsewhipped. Ought to have their asses kicked. I'm telling you, we are fast approaching a day and age, man. Maybe it'll happen within, I don't know, maybe 100 years, 150 years. You won't be able to have children unless you qualify. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen.
What do you mean, qualify?
I mean, they will not allow you to have a kid unless you are a qualified parent. They will find a way to qualify people. Otherwise, we cannot afford any longer parents that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground sending kids out into the world that are dysfunctional, and I'm being kind, kids that are neurotic, kids that are so psychotic, kids that are so jacked up and messed up in the brain, man, they don't know whether they're coming or going. There's going to come a day when they're going to tell people you can't do it.
Man, you're dreaming. They're never going to have a day like that. That's probably something you're just dreaming about.
Yeah, how are they going to do it? I mean, first of all, they'd have to have some brainwashing laboratory or something. That'd be pretty cool, but how would they do it?
They're not going to brainwash anybody. What are they going to brainwash people?
You got to figure out that a parent's bad and say, you can't have no kid. Or if you do have a kid, we got to take the kid to brainwash it.
Yeah. I think the brainwashing of the kid, they take the kid away like to a camp or something. And then it had a kid like, you know.
Like, yeah, like the Hitler Youth or something. Have the kid do push-ups and have the kid do brainwash songs and stuff.
Are you nuts or something?
You don't know how it works. I do. I've seen it on TV.
Oh, yeah. Have the kid do brainwash songs and push-ups. Are you crazy? I ain't even talking about that, man. I'm talking about parents. I ain't talking about the kids.
You talking about the parent not being able to have a kid. They take the kid away to a brainwash camp.
Yeah.
No, you jackasses. I'm talking about not even letting the woman conceive.
How are you going to do that?
Look at, man, I'm not talking about something tomorrow. I'm not talking about this in the next 50 years. I'm saying way down the road, society at some point is going to be fed up with it. I'm not kidding. Take a look. You know, I would put my money on that. There's not a whole lot, as we've often said on the show, there's not a lot that human beings do well when it comes to predicting the future. I mean, we do not predict our own future very well. We have more predictions that are so up the rear end, we don't know what we're talking about. But every now and again, you think of something, that makes sense. And I'm telling you right now, controlling fertility, which is what women have been trying to do for thousands of years, society will take that over.
Man, that sounds like something right out of Brave New World. I mean, you don't even know what you're talking about. That's going to sound like, what was the book?
Yeah, we were reading a book the other day of 1980 or whatever.
Yeah, 1980?
1984?
Yeah, 1984.
1980. 1984, so what?
That's what they did. They wouldn't let you have no baby or nothing like that.
You don't know. There's nothing in the book about that. You're talking about Brave New World. Fact is, that doesn't have to be a Brave New... Look, we have restrictions on all kinds of things in this world. You don't get a driver's license. What we're talking about here is conception being now a privilege as opposed to... Conceiving a child being a privilege as opposed to a right.
You're never going to get past by the Republican or the Republican Party.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'm not talking about a time, Bud, when there's a Republican Party. I'm talking way in the future.
Yeah, even far in the future. How are you going to get that past the Republican?
The Republicans? You know, what you guys need to do...
I mean a Republican.
You guys need to read some more newspapers. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Anyway, we were on the story here about chickenpox parties.
I said Republican.
I don't care. A Nashville TV station on Thursday reported on a local woman who charged $50 a pop to ship suckers smothered in saliva by her sick kids. Sounds great. What a business. How much money are you making there, Grandma? Spurred by that story, the very responsible federal prosecutor in Nashville, a man by the name of Jerry Martin, said, "It's illegal, it's unsafe, don't try it." A Phoenix television station last week reported that a Facebook page called Find a Pox Party in Your Area was helping to arrange shipments of contaminated objects, jammies, blankets, suckers. But shortly after the Phoenix story ran, the Pox Party Facebook page posted a warning. The mailing of infectious items such as lollipops, rags, etc. is a federal offense. This page is not private and can be seen by members and non-members alike. You may post on the page that you have the pox. You have the pox. And are willing to share, but please keep your specifics in private messages between members, which, of course, they can't trace then. No, not much. We are all intelligent adults. No, not true. Facebook?
Man, that's funny.
We're all intelligent adults. My God, there isn't a larger collection, a more willing and larger collection of imbeciles than Facebook. If you ever wanted to get the dumbest, if you ever wanted to get the gene pool really weeded out, and we live in a totalitarian society that wanted to, how do we collect all the idiots? I know, Facebook. That's all you need. Facebook is like the lemmings to the sea. You just, man, they just run to Facebook. There it is. We're all intelligent adults, says the Facebook page, but these guidelines will help protect your privacy. If you'd like to go back and delete your posts about mailing, feel free to do so. In other words, we would rather not be caught engaging in the illegal act of mailing infectious items through the mail so that people who, maybe some people who don't even want their children to get chickenpox and are planning on those children being inoculated, maybe their kid will get it anyway. Who the hell are these? Who do you think you are, people, wherever you are, if you're listening? Mailing and... You're not doctors. You're not doctors, and I don't trust you as far as I could spit into a hurricane. And when it comes to advice on medical matters, I will take the advice, yes, of doctors. I will also take the advice of in some instances, chiropractors, in some instances, nutritionists and homeopaths. But I will not take the advice of mommy and her friends over at the Pox Party. Pox.
That's what they're calling it, too, man. Probably have smallpox.
Hey, with any luck, ladies, there you go. I was just, you know, I was talking to Maria about this. You know, we've almost wiped out polio on the face of the earth. We have almost wiped out polio. We have. Now, I'm going to tell you a story here, because this is exactly like these stupid women and stupid men that don't want to vaccinate their children. In the Middle East, in the very, very poor areas of, it's not the Middle East, really, it's the subcontinent, India and Pakistan, in really, really poor, poor areas, among the Muslim people, the clerics, because they know they're dealing with people that are not very bright, have claimed that if any people come in saying they want to inoculate your child against polio, what they're really trying to do is kill Muslims. They're trying to wipe us out. Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, was what they would tell people in a country, in a part of the world where people today, if you go to Pakistan, you go to India, and Maria just got back, people are walking on their knees you would not even believe they're human beings. Their joints are reversed. They're walking around on their knees. They're walking on their ankles. You know, they're dragging themselves on the ground, dragging themselves along the ground. Polio, which is almost contained and wiped out in the world. But there are people that don't want you to be vaccinated for a number of reasons. In the case of these Muslims, the clerics are trying to control the people. Well, what happened was a more enlightened Muslim cleric class came in and said, wait a minute, we have to inoculate our people, we have to vaccinate our people against polio. This is ridiculous. And so the Rotary International, the Red Cross, a variety of groups have gotten into some of the most remote areas of India and Pakistan and are now vaccinating people against polio. That is what you're supposed to do. If you believe those clerics, well, they're the Muslim version of these American women with their pox parties. But with any luck, we get these women running their big fat mouths enough on Facebook and somewhere else, man, maybe we can bring back smallpox. You know, we got rid of that disease. Smallpox is officially done. But we can bring it back. We can bring back childhood measles. I went through it, I told you. Any parent that would put their child through any disease, when you have a way of immunizing that child from it without putting them through that disease, they ought to be taken out and beaten. But these jackasses on their Facebook pages, with any luck, they'll be able to bring back smallpox. And hey, they ought to get together with those guys over in Pakistan. They could get polio rocking and rolling again. How about that? Why not put your kid through polio, man? He'll be immunized against it.
No kidding, man.
Put him through polio. All he'd be doing is dragging himself on the pavement, but hey, won't get it again, will he? All right, we'll be back. Phil Henry Show. Sorry I had to hit the ball kind of hard with that one. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and close out this luscious week. Hey, it's the weekend. It's Saturday. Woohoo!
Truth.
Right back.
He's our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Learn more at talkradionetwork.com. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. I can't get over that, man. I swear to God, you know. I can't get over that.
What?
If somebody sent my kid pox in the mail, I would find them and I'd crucify them. I swear to God, I'd put them on the highest hill. I'd put on a Roman centurion uniform with a cape. And I'd do the whole dance, man. I'd put a spear in their side, and I'd say, oh, sure, he must be the Christ. And
you're going to go to hell for that. That's blasphemy.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
But you'd make him walk up a road and everything and have a guy wipe his face off?
Make him walk up a road and have a guy wipe his face off?
Yeah, ain't that what happened to Jesus?
Oh, come on, guys. I'm telling you, though, I would be very, 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 very angry.
Oh, Mr. Henry, you don't understand. I sent your child the pox. Now,
you did, huh?
Yes. What's that?
What's this?
Yes, it looks like a spear gun.
Well, exactly right. It is a spear gun.
Well, that's used for fish. What's that have to do with the conversation?
And that would be the end of that. And then the husband would call my house, and he'd say, did you see my wife today? And I'd say, what'd she look like?
You probably dismember her at Satrial's pork sandwich shop.
Yeah, and then you'd say, like, too much DNA.
Dismember her at Satrial's pork shop. If somebody mailed my, you know, if she goes, Mr. Henry, we did send a pox sucker to your kid.
Now, this is the only way, sir, this is the only way, Mr. Henry, that we can vaccinate your child properly. And
they're not vaccinating it, though.
No, that's what I mean. She's going to immunize my child, right? She's going to have my kid. You sent my child a pox sucker.
Yes, we did, sir. Now, I know you're against it, Mr. Henry. I've listened to your show. You don't scare me. I have done a very good thing. What's that? It looks like chloroform in a rag.
Why, it just happens to be chloroform. Isn't that? Yeah, look at how smart you are.
Mr. Henry, I don't think...
And then that night, I get the phone call from the husband.
Yeah, did you see my wife today?
Your wife.
You know, my wife, Clara.
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw her today.
She gave me her hand?
Yes, she did. She was over here talking about something. Said she wanted to get away from it all. You know?
Yeah, it's, you're like, you didn't believe that.
No, that's what I'd say. She said she came over, you know.
Wasn't she talking about the Pox party? You know, we're very much into that.
Yeah, I know, she was. And I said, sure, yeah. We'd like to have our kid get a Pox sucker, too. And that's when she said, you know what, Phil? I want to take a long vacation. And
what'd she say?
She said she was going to China or Japan or, you know, Russia. I don't know. You know?
Russia?
Yeah. And that's it. And then that's the last, I don't know, you know?
Well, I haven't seen her all day, man. I'm going to call the police.
Yeah, if I were you, I probably would, you know?
Yeah, the cops come over to your house, you'd be the last guy what was seen with her.
What do you mean I'd be the last guy that was seen with her? How do you know that?
Because they'd probably be a witness.
Who? Never mind. I would never do that. It's just a fantasy that I have. But, oh, what a glorious fantasy. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry, Fred Scotty, and Dan Northcraft. And, of course, we're online at philhenryshow.com. Tomorrow, there will be a streaming version of today's show. If you do not have a backstage pass, you can always listen to the streaming version on our website, philhenryshow.com. But if you do have a backstage pass, by goodness, you will have the ability to download all of our great shows, as well as subscribe to our live show, as well as watch our Phil TV in HD, as well as be a part of all of the exciting things that we have coming up on the Phil Henry website. Get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. And also listen on many of our great affiliates. We'll see you tonight on the KFI show locally here in L.A.
Phil Henry.
You see my wife?
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.